if you remember well. So the foremost, one of the foremost academic researchers completely takes on studying crime, firearms issues. He's an economist. He's a political commentator, a gun rights advocate, and he is the author of The War on Guns. He's also our guest and has been so many times. John Lott joins us live from Seattle. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Glad to have you with us. So if you remember that report from Baltimore that was touting how racist police officers are, interestingly enough, I just got an email from you guys today saying, really? Well, we decided to take that on. So the Crime Prevention Research Center, of which you are the founder and president today, showed touted a release of a report that took on this very issue. Tell us about the impetus behind this.
Yeah, well, we looked at all the police shootings in the United States over 3 years from 2013 to 2015. And we found that the FBI data misses about over 1,300 cases. We got information on the race of the person shot, on the race of the police officer, on the crime rate that was there. We know whether the person that was shot had a weapon, whether they were involved in a crime at the time of the shooting. And we were able to account for lots of other factors that people hadn't been able to account for before. We don't have the race of all the police officers because in many cases, we had to rely on news reports to find out the shootings. And one thing you learn pretty quickly is that when you have a white officer doing the shooting, the police reports are very likely to mention the race of the officer.
Hmm.
But if a black officer does the shooting, they very rarely mention that. Now, we were still able to get the race of many of the police officers by doing Freedom of Information Act requests for different police departments, or by looking at pictures of graduating classes for the police department.
Okay, so you had to do some real research in some of these areas for these 2,600, over 2,600 fatal police shootings.
Right. And even then, we couldn't get it for everybody, but we got it for a fairly good group of them. And what we found is that black officers are really, if anything, slightly more likely, after you control for the crime rates in the area, demographics and other things, seem slightly more likely than white officers to end up shooting black suspects, after you control for whether the person was armed or other factors that are there. But that seems to go away when you take into account the fact that the cases that are remaining probably tend to be, that we can't identify, probably tend to be relatively higher percentage black officers. When you look at that, it's hard to really see any difference between black officers and white officers in terms of the rate that they shoot suspects, black suspects. Hmm. Among the other interesting findings, for example, is that police departments that are unionized seem to have significantly higher rates of shootings. The more police officers that you have on the scene, the less likely you are to have a shooting. If you have three officers on the scene, you're about a 20-some percentage point less likely that a shooting will occur than if you only have one officer. We also found that body cameras seemed completely unrelated to whether a shooting was going to take place.
Wow. Okay, each one of these things that you find have some interesting questions and maybe implications behind them. John, can you stay with us a few more minutes? This is a very, very important report. And I think something that we would have liked to have seen from maybe a government report, but none really came out. I mean, James Comey was quoted last month saying people have no idea of whether the number of black people being shot by police is up, down, or sideways. Well, so Crime Prevention Research Center took it on, and this is a brand new report today. I am so delighted to have the founder and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center with us. We're going to talk about about this. I'm assuming you can stay with us, John.
Sure, I can stay for a few minutes.
All right, I appreciate it. We won't be too long. We're going to find out more about this report and some of the implications of it, and maybe how it can help us move forward, because really, isn't it all about healing? I'm Michelle Mendoza. With us is John Lott. He is our guest today. He's written a book as well, The War on Guns, and we'll be taking this on as Live from Seattle continues on this News and Views Thursday, 8:20 a.m. KGNW.
8:20 a.m. KGNW, Burien, Seattle, Tacoma, a service of Salem Media Group. Let's get back to Michelle Mendoza and more live from Seattle. News and Views Thursday.
Well, we are having a lot of issues in America, that is for sure. And we're in a place where we become, in some instances, the divided states of America. There are people who are protesting and even rioting, had been rioting in the streets out of anger, desperation, and even fear of one thing that has been touted a lot through protests, whether it is protests of the president-elect or it's protest of Black Lives Matter or against the police. Racism has been a buzzword. So we are taking on crime prevention. We're taking on the state of racism in American policing. Joining us in that is John Lott. Now, John is the founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center. They released a report today that shows white police officers are not indeed significantly more likely to kill a black suspect. There are some nuances of this report we're going to talk about with John in our final minutes that we have with him. But John, it reminds me of a study that came out of my area of the country here in near Seattle at the University of Washington, where they actually found that white officers were a little bit hesitant to kill someone. And most people were a little hesitant to kill or to shoot or to react to, I should say, someone of a different race. Did you find that maybe consistent with your report?
Well, I mean, we found it in the cases where we're able to clearly identify the race of the officers. But as I say, given that the officers that we can identify tend to be much more likely to be black, my guess is overall the strongest evidence is that there's no statistically significant difference between them. Black officers may be more likely to shoot black suspects than whites, but the difference really isn't statistically significantly different.
So why are we hearing people tout so many numbers in the opposite direction?
Well, a lot of the studies that have been done look at the county level data. I'm not really sure how useful that is. What we do in our study is we look at the race of the officer who's doing the shooting and the race of the person who's being shot. And since we're looking at the individual case there, we're looking at, was the suspect armed or not? Was the suspect involved in a crime? What were the characteristics of the crime rates in that particular area where the shooting occurred? You know, counties are pretty big areas in lots of places, and you can have big variations in crime rates when you look across an entire county. There'd be some places where it's very high and some places where it's low. And I think you're missing a lot of information there when you try to look at things at that level. I just don't know really what you're picking up when you're looking at things at that level. To me, it seems you want to try to control for different differences there to try to make sure you're looking at similar types of cases. So if I have two suspects that are armed with a gun, let's say, and the crime rates are similar in the area, and let's say they're both involved in a similar type of crime when the police arrive on the scene, those things affect it. And the number of officers that are there, as I said before, more officers on the scene reduce the rate of shootings. And Why that's the case isn't clear.
You can speculate. You could say, well, because an officer can fear for their life, but if you have backup, then you have more people to have your back. I mean, that would make sense to me. I think we forget that these are men and women. They are human beings putting themselves in unsure situations again and again and again, especially in the climate that we have now. John, you might find this interesting. I live part-time in a very rural community and see police officers all the time. And again, each one that I've talked to, John, has said, you know, the protests have even reached out here where people will walk by me and say, hey, hands up, don't shoot. And, you know, I've said, well, how's that make you feel? Sometimes, you know, you laugh it off and you just go, okay. But other times you wonder, you know, how serious are they and how safe am I? And that's a reality.
And to the extent that people don't trust police in minority communities, it makes it harder to go and catch criminals, and that can cause crime rates to go up.
Yeah, indeed.
One of the things that we also go through in the paper is to show that, you know, there's a lot of evidence that indicates that black crime victims actually trust police a fair amount. One way of looking at this is not just looking at surveys and polls, but to go and look at the rate that they report crimes to the police. You would think that if black victims believed that police were racist, that they wouldn't care about solving the crimes committed against them, or they would just arrest another black simply to arrest a black rather than to arrest the person who actually committed the crime. You wouldn't report those crimes to police if you were a black crime victim. In fact, black crime victims, we show, are about 10 percentage points more likely to report crimes committed against them than white violent crime victims are.
Wow.
And that's true when, you know, if you compare poor black victims to poor white victims, or whether you compare victims who live in urban areas or suburbs or rural areas, you know, inner city black crime victims are more likely to report violent crimes to police than inner city white crime victims, and so on. And I think that's at least some indication that a lot of blacks out there do trust the police more than you might think.
Interesting.
So surely, it's not saying everybody, but because and unfortunately, to the extent that it causes others not to do it, it's, you know, it can have some real problems. It can create higher crime rates.
I found this really interesting. You had mentioned in our last segment that if they were unionized, that there tended to be more shootings. Did I hear that correctly?
Right. Yeah, there's about 20% more shootings.
Wow, 20%. That's actually fairly significant. Do you have any idea or indication why that could be? I mean, I could speculate, but.
Right. Well, I mean, more work needs to be done on this. One possibility is simply that police are more protected on the job from consequences of their actions in unionized settings than they are in non-unionized settings.
But interesting, this is an interesting thing right in your report. In one instance, if they're unionized, 20% more likely to be involved in these shootings because maybe they are less accountable for their actions because they've got a union that will back them up. But yet, they are less likely to be involved in a shooting if they have more cops around them because of their personal accountability, likely, and to know that other people are sticking up for them rather than an organization. That's some food for thought.
The last one, it could go multiple ways. It could be that the suspects are less likely to be provocative
if there
are multiple police there than if there's only one officer.
But it is interesting that there seems to be a dichotomy between a governmental agency type accountability and personal accountability in the incidents of shootings, which I find really, really fascinating. Seems like there's a lot we can learn from this report. Why did you do this report to begin with, John? And if you're just joining us, John Lott is with us. He's the author of The War on Guns. He's also the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Right. Well, people can get a copy of our report if they're interested. They can go to our website at crimeresearch.org.
Okay.
Crimeresearch.org, and you know, they can download a copy of the report to look at. But you know, we obviously, this has been a big question. We've been concerned about the quality of the data that's out there. The Washington Post has put together data for 2015, but you really need to have data over a longer period of time. And we've been working on this for a couple of years, and we have data on all these shootings from over a three-year period of time. Now, hopefully, people will get even longer periods of time in the future, but this is the longest period of time that people have data for the entire country.
And, no kidding.
Some of the trends that we were talking about before, for example, the percentage of blacks who are shot by police as a percentage of all police shootings hasn't changed before and after Ferguson. Hmm. You might think that if police were shooting people, you know, for nefarious reasons, with all the additional scrutiny that's going on for these cases, they might be more reticent to go and do the shooting with all the everything that's
going on.
That's
true. Or conversely, you might think that if they were all just a bunch of angry white racists, that it would be open season, as some have touted, open season on blacks, and we're not seeing that either.
Right.
According to the data, I'm fascinated with this. With this report, and so grateful that you all did it, because I think that in this divided time, we have turned ourselves into unforgiving, unrelentless victims. And unless we really have a handle on what's really going on out there and find balance and look beyond our own, maybe whether it's racism or victimization or whatever color glasses we choose to put on, and start trying to look at the truth, we'll never find healing.
No, I agree. It divides people unnecessarily, and it creates all sorts of problems. So, you know, and it has real life and death consequences, as we mentioned earlier. If people are reticent to go and report crimes to the police,
exactly.
That makes it easier for criminals to go and commit crimes, because they don't have to worry about you know, getting caught. And if you make it so that they don't have to get caught, people will commit more crimes.
And the fascinating thing in our final seconds here is that your report could have just as easily come out saying, look, there really is a problem with white officers shooting black victims. And you did not find that. If you would have, then we could say, okay, look, another study. It shows we've got this racist problem in America, and we can take that on. But what it's showing to me is that we have another problem, and it's just as ugly to me as racism. It's the division. It's the victimization. It's the hate. And we can have hate in different suits. We can put it in a victim suit. We can put it in a blue lives suit. We can put it in a Black Lives Matter suit. But hate is hate, and it's something that we have really reached a fever pitch in our nation. But this is a good report, and it really does show that, by and large, our police are trying to do a good job out there.
Right. No, I agree.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. John Lott, of course, he is with Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more information on this report at crimeresearch.org. You have been very generous with your time, John, and I appreciate you being on today. He